Heavenly Song Number 1.
We will serve our Lord Jesus Christ until he calls us home. We are merely sojourners here. Heaven is really our home. We will serve our Lord Jesus Christ by our blood and our love and our testimony. Yes, we will serve our Lord Jesus Christ until he calls us home.
Heavenly Song Number 2.
We were gathered in a living room, several Christians with our hands in the air. We were praising Jesus our Lord. Suddenly the earth grew strangely dim, just like in that old hymn. I was no longer there in my chair. I was standing in a heavenly place, light so bright I couldn't see a thing. Then I heard this otherworldly melody, like mighty rushing waters and peals of distant thunder, notes I cannot duplicate, and it was the strangest thing. Not only could I hear the notes, I could touch and taste and feel them too. And I really couldn't find a beat. That music kinda ebbed and flowed. I don't care if it sounds cliche. Those vocals were out of this world. Didn't understand a word, but I knew who they were praising. They were praising Jesus, Jesus my Lord. That was when his peaceful presence began to overwhelm me more than the otherworldly melody that I can never duplicate. I was just about to open my mouth and sing to him with all of my heart when I felt this fire burning deep inside of me. That's when I heard Jesus speak these words. I know you'd like to stay here, but I have work for you to do. When it's time, I shall surely call you home. Suddenly the heavens grew strangely dim, just the reverse of that old hymn. Then I was no longer there, I was back in my chair. I ache to be with Jesus and hear that heavenly melody, but I also felt peace and love like I've never felt before. It was then that I understood, both in my head and in my heart, the Apostle Paul's words to the Philippians. I've got two longings that are tearing me apart, while I ache to go home with Jesus my Lord. I also crave to stay here and do the work he's called me to.
And now for the backstory. Back in September of 2005, on the 16th, I had Heavenly Songs in a dream. Actually, I had three songs in a dream. One was like an old-fashioned chorus to a hymn, and then number two was kind of like a hip-hoppy modern song, and number three was a song that was just totally different. I could not understand it, and it just was out of this world. In the dream, I was seeing everything through the eyes of an old man. The dream was filled with songs, but either I didn't recognize or couldn't comprehend them. But especially prominent were the three that I mentioned. Also, the old man had a habit of seeing or hearing something and comparing it to a section of lyrics from his musical repertoire. The dream began with the old man, I'll call him Elder, sitting in a living room with several brothers and sisters. Everyone appeared to be Caucasian. I don't know if they were Americans. My best guess is that they were, and that we were in a time of national calamity or danger. I can remember that in addition to the curtains over the windows, all the windows had steel bars. All doors were locked and each curtain drawn. All hands were raised. A few saints were crying as they worshipped Jesus. Elder gritted his teeth because of the severe throbbing in his gnarled, arthritic hands. He was telling Jesus, in the quietness of his heart, that he was tired of living and wanted to go home. Someone in the group, I think it was a lady, began singing a song that I didn't recognize, called We Will Serve Our Lord Jesus Christ, which I have labeled as Heavenly Song Number 1. Suddenly everything disappeared, and the old man was in heaven, surrounded by multitudes of people or angels who were singing to Jesus. You couldn't actually see the people or angels, as the light was so bright. Elder saw a ball of lightning and fire in the distant center. Fog or smoke emanated from the fire and lightning, which spread out, covering the heavenly choir. As Elder hung suspended with the people or angels, words and music, like peals of thunder and mighty rushing waters, surrounded him. Strangely, the music did not seem to have a beat, but rather ebbed and flowed. Parts of the music were indescribable, while other sections sounded like waterfalls, or rain, or sand falling on different surfaces, or waves rushing along sandy beaches, or pummeling granite cliffs. Streams rippling with wind chime tinkles across stones and gravel, bird trills, and the drone of insects. Sound was not the only sensorial imagery. Nuances of taste, scent, or touch added their own unique accents. Walking through pines on a snowy day, or along rain-dampened deciduous forest trails in autumn at twilight. Tropical breezes, light winds rattling leaves, freshly mown clover or shorn sheep wool. Orchard and greenhouse scents, blackberries plucked from a prickly bush, followed by the wet, fruity taste of the juice. Cool water lifted in a wooden bucket from a rough, stony desert well, drunk in long, cool draughts, and then splashed over dusty hands. Various sensorial images were threaded in vague ribbons throughout the musical piece. Even though the words seemed incomprehensible, it was obvious that everyone was praising Jesus. His presence and peace were literally tangible. Just as the old man was about to open his mouth and join the singing, his body began to tingle and burn. "Your work is not finished," said the Lord in the man's native tongue. "When you are finished, I will call you home." As the echoes, both of the Lord's words and the heavenly choir, dimmed, so too did the heavenly vision. While the heavens grew faint, the sights and sounds of earth became stronger until at last the old man reappeared in his chair. The old man, bereft of the Lord's heavenly presence, was overcome with a poignant sense of loss. He remembered and pondered Paul's words. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this to me is fruit of my labor. And what I shall choose, I do not know. For I am pressed together by the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on account of you. Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 through 24. Great love for his brothers and sisters, and a new boldness, strength, and assurance flooded Elder. While the gathered saints finished singing the heavenly song number 1, one of them compared the glow around the old man with the glow Moses had after being in the presence of the Lord. Another pointed out, with elated surprise, that Elder's hands were no longer knobby or swelled. Elder happily began to share his vision with the gathered saints. As a part of that testimony, he sang Heavenly Song number 2, which I also call Elder's Song. Well, that's the backstory for Heavenly Songs